Welcome back, everyone. I'm Kay with CAFE, a.k.a. the Communications and Family Engagement Department. I'm here with Mark Bornstein, and we are going to be talking about Natomas Unified's literacy efforts. Thank you for joining us today, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
So for those who do not know who you are, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. So I'm Mark Bornstein. I'm a dad of four Natomas kids, and that's my big proud thing that I'm love. And I am a teacher here in Natomas. I've taught here 7 years now, and I'm currently at Paso Verde School as a teacher on special assignment, working with teachers and kids and helping with the literacy push that we're working on.
Let's talk about the literacy push. So why focus on literacy?
Well, literacy is just such a foundational skill for kids and people to have. And I personally am really excited that Natomas is moving forward with this push, because it is a way that our kids will be able to be successful in their careers as they move into college. I mean, literacy is basically how we read, how we write, how we listen and think critically. All those skills come together in literacy. And so as we focus on this process of teaching kids literacy, we're helping them learn how to acquire new knowledge and learning. So it's a skill that they will use now in school, but then as they go forward in their careers, as they go on to college, it's just it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Why focus on writing as opposed to other areas in literacy?
That's a great question. And writing really is a culminating process for literacy. As students learn to read and as they gain those thinking skills, they are able to culminate that in writing. And so as they learn to write, they are also learning to read, because they have to use those same skills as they write. So writing is really a wonderful benchmark, a wonderful way to measure literacy. It's a wonderful way to help kids grow in their overall literacy. And as a teacher, it is really something that I look at often in terms of how is a child doing in their overall literacy. I can look at those writing scores and see when they are struggling with certain aspects of their writing or certain aspects of their understanding of language. And so to have a really good understanding of a child's ability in writing is just so essential. And so to be able to focus on this culminating aspect of literacy with writing is just a really good thing to do. And it's the right thing to do at this time, for sure. I know the parents were super excited with the surveys that were sent out. There was a lot of feedback that they wanted to focus on writing. I know the teachers, we always want to focus on writing as a key aspect of the classroom and the learning that's happening there. The whole alignment within the district-wide, what we're seeing with the push with rubrics and helping teachers really refine their practices with teaching writing and be able to come to a common understanding of how we measure writing is just going to be a win-win for everybody. And I know that, you know, when we get to the spot of using writing and really understanding it, engaging, using it specifically with data, and being able to measure writing with the rubrics that we're working on, it is really going to help us refine our instruction with kids and be able to target kids in the areas that they need.
Mark, for everyone out there, can you explain a little bit about what rubrics are?
Yeah. So rubrics are essentially a way that we as teachers evaluate writing. Writing is fairly complex. There's a lot of pieces to it. And a rubric would be a way that we look at writing and then evaluate the complexity of it. There are standards, obviously. We have this Common Core standards that we're using. We put those ideas into a four-point rubric, so 4, 3, 2, or 1. And then we put the criteria for what we are looking for in a child's writing into each one of those areas. So something like having a topic sentence or a conclusion sentence, that would be a point or an aspect of the rubric. And then we would give a grade based on the contents of that writing using the rubric. So it's an evaluation tool that teachers use.
Thank you so much. And we'll be right back after this quick break.
Hello.
Learning another language often starts with hello.
Hola.
Help your child learn more than just a greeting by enrolling them this November to Natomas Unified's Heredia Arriaga Elementary School, which is set to open in 2023. The school will offer a unique Spanish and English immersion program for transitional kindergarten and kindergarten students. So saying hello.
Hola.
may be just the beginning.
¿Cómo estás?
To learn more, please visit natomasunified.org/Heredia-Arriaga School.
Goodbye. Adios.
Thank you for joining us again. We are back from our break. Mark, I know that Natomas Unified is really focusing on informational writing. What is informational writing? Why is it important?
So informational writing is the kind of writing we do when we are trying to tell or share information. It's a kind of writing we do all day, maybe without even realizing it, when we're writing an email, when we are doing some sort of telling or sharing in written form that's on demand. That's often informational writing. So there are certain kinds of writing like narrative where we are telling a story. Information is a little bit different. If we were to explain a scientific process to somebody and do that in written form, that would be informational writing. So it is a really key aspect of writing. It's something that as our scholars and students move forward up into university, that's something they're going to have to be able to be really good at in university, to be able to tell and share in a very refined way something that they've understood or learned. So informational writing is that kind of on-demand writing that we do often do day in and day out. And it's just such a key and important part of what we do in the classroom as well.
How would the fall informational writing pre-assessment look like?
This exciting move that we're doing with writing, it really has had a big push at the beginning of the year, and it's been such a neat process to be a part of, to see over 7,000 students take this pre-writing assessment. We had students from TK to 12th grade all come together and to respond to prompts that were specific informational prompts. And then to be able to have all the teachers come together to use common rubrics to grade that writing and really calibrate their thinking, not only within a grade level and within even a school, and also now district-wide when we had the big October professional development. All the teachers in the district came together and we were all able to get on the same page in terms of understanding how we were going to grade this writing. And so through that kind of norming and calibrating process, it allows us to have a really common language and a common understanding of what we want to do going forward as a school district, to be able to look at writing and really measure it accurately, to not, you know, have some variance here or there, but to really, as a school district, be able to talk with the same language. We have developed common dictionaries, if you will, of language to how talk to our kids on throughout all the schools so that they understand what a thesis statement is, what specific kinds of language they need to use when we're giving feedback and they're giving feedback to each other. So as we come together as a district, we're able to talk and refine those processes more. And so it is, it's just a really neat thing to be a part of. In terms of that, it's going to help all of our kids be more successful in writing. When we see those areas of need, as we grade their writing and see maybe these students need help citing sources, or maybe these students need help writing a really good intro paragraph or introductory sentence, that we are able to use common language with them and give them targeted feedback with that language so that they are more successful moving forward. So it is something that I think parents have really wanted with the surveys that have come in. It's something that the teachers have really been wanting. And moving forward, I think, you know, we are just, as we roll out this year, we're going to have this really good foundation that we're going to be able to go forward from.
As we move forward, what can parents and students expect?
I think that they can expect that teachers will be able to really give them feedback as parents, how their child is doing in the classroom specifically with writing, and be able to give that targeted feedback with the areas that student needs help on. As we have student-teacher conferences coming up soon and next year, and as parents meet with teachers, we will have data for the parents to look at and for the teachers to look at and have conversations over to help their students grow in their writing abilities. So that is something that I think I personally get really excited about, because when we know where strengths and weaknesses are with students in their writing, we are able to better adjust our teaching and better adjust our communication with home so that those kids can get the targeted help that they need and the feedback that they need to grow in that. So I think that we will be able to have more targeted more effective discussions and conversations about where our kids are in their writing abilities.
How about teachers? What can they expect in the coming months?
So teachers, I think as we refine our practices in the classroom, I think we can expect more conversations about the writing process, more conversations about the rubrics, and continuing to calibrate our thinking within grade levels, within the district. And I think that teachers are going to be really excited about the way that they're going to be able to visually see the data of student writing. Writing to grade writing is often difficult because there's so many pieces. It's not as cut and dry as certain aspects that we do in the classroom. But as we refine our skills and as we look at student writing, we're going to be able to evaluate the writing so much more effectively. So I think teachers are going to have a really good, clear roadmap going forward as to what do I need to do to help my kids be successful? What do I need to do in my classroom to meet an area of need that my kids have? And they're going to be able to see that because of the data that is produced from their writing.
This is the first part of a two-part series in which we are talking about Natomas Unified's literacy efforts. Mark, what can we expect for the next episode?
The next episode, we're going to dive deeper into the idea of rubrics and some of the nuts and bolts of this literacy program going forward. So it'll be an exciting time.
All right, thank you. So our website is natomasunified.org if you want some information now. Thanks for joining us. And again, I'm Kay with CAFE. Bye.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.